Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly Show, where we're all about being sassy, southern, and psychic. Tonight, we're going to be taking phone calls and also requests on YouTube and Facebook for mini readings this evening. So please, please, please give us a call if you would like to get a reading from us. The number is 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. And you can have a mini reading. We'll pull a card for you. Or we can do prophetic word, where we can get a word from spirit as well. So please, that number again is 516-387-1921. And I just want to say hello to everybody, and let's go ahead and get started and see where everything is going this evening. So let me see how we're doing on Facebook at the moment. And we'll be right there with everybody. Thanks so much for everybody being so patient today. I hope everybody had a super great weekend. And let's go ahead and get started and see where everything is going. Okay, so now then that we've got all that going on, so hopefully everybody can hear me. And welcome to my callers, and let's get started. So our first caller is, hello, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you?
I'm good, Kathy. How are you doing this evening, sweet pea?
Good. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, fantastic. I'm so glad you got in. It's wonderful to have first-time callers come in. Let's see. Well, how can I help you today, Kathy?
I guess so. You said you're pulling cards. I'll ask about my, spiritual path.
Okay. Anything in particular about your spiritual path or?
No. Where am I going, I guess?
Okay. All righty. I think that's a common question, especially with all the craziness that's going on these days.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure everybody
has. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. So what I pulled for you is the mentor card, and it looks like this. It's the hermit card, and it's find or be a mentor, take a break from society, a commitment to your spiritual growth, which is, you know, kind of what we were talking about because of your you're very, very intuitive, and you're curious.
So I've been told. I've been told that.
Yes. Well, believe it, because it's true. It's very, very true. So absolutely believe it. You are very, very intuitive.
Is it more my gut or like a gut feeling?
Yes. It is a gut feeling, but it also, you tend to know things about people that they may or may not want you to know. So, yeah. But it is a gut feeling with you as well. You're interested in developing that somewhat. Is that correct?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good, 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 good. We are actually going to, a couple of friends of mine and I are going to start classes soon. So you'll be able to do that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that we'll be doing that on Zoom, and y'all be able to have classes with us, and that'll be a lot of fun. But in the meantime, I'm going to suggest are you familiar with, reading with tarot or anything like that?
I have a whole bunch of tarots and oracle and you name it.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your favorite deck of tarot and pull one card a day. I do not want you to look the card up. I want you to look at it, and the first thing that pops into your head, I want you to write down.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I am one mm-hmm. of these people who does not believe in using instructions for tarot. I think that you mm-hmm. should use your intuition. So pick your favorite deck, draw a card every morning, and write down what you see. And don't think about it. This is not difficult. It's not complicated.
Because somebody told me that tarot is harder to read than Oracle.
No, not really. It's just you need to trust yourself.
Uh-huh. That's my mm-hmm. problem.
So the way that we learn to trust ourselves is we just go with what we feel, what pops into our head. Don't care mm-hmm. about whether it's right or wrong. Don't care about how ridiculous it seems. Just write it down. Write it down and forget about it. And then 2 weeks later, I want you to go back and revisit those readings. You'll be
okay.
surprised at how accurate they are.
So how could I find out about your online class?
You can go to Good Golly Miss Holly on mm-hmm. Facebook. And hopefully my website will be up soon. It's goodgollymissholly.net. It's under construction at the moment. And we will start having classes. And we're going to have dream analysis with a friend of mine named Marin Miura. And we're also going to have another psychic with us named Journey Ryan and myself. And we're going to start teaching classes on the basics of intuitive training. We're going to start with grounding and then learning to trust what we hear and see. And we'll go into tarot and dream analysis and reading energy and crystals and all sorts of really wonderful things. So be on the lookout for that in December. That should start, mm-hmm. and that will be an ongoing thing, and the classes will be recorded, so you can download them and watch them over and over again, and you can send us questions. Okay?
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
All right. And you're welcome. Thanks so much for calling in. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see if we've got anybody on Facebook. Oh, hi, Sarah Marie. How are you? Hi, Lou Jean. It's good to see you. Would either one of y'all like a reading from me today? Just let me know. And I will send a reading your way. Okay? So let me see who else is left on our page. Okay, so we have someone else that has dialed in this today.
Hello?
Hi, this is Good Golly Miss Holly. How are you?
Hi, Holly. Oh, you're always so peppy. I love it.
So good to hear from you. How can I help you today?
And I really think it's genuine. I do. Well, it's. I know I called. I've spoken with you a couple times. You probably remember some of your regulars, right, at this point?
I treasure
some,
my regulars.
Most of them.
So.
Yes. Okay, tomorrow,
yeah.
I know I asked you this. I have my first virtual meeting with
mm-hmm.
the big boss.
Mm-hmm.
She's only been in our department for 2 months,
mm-hmm.
and I want to know, her name's Joanne. Is this going to be okay for me? I'm just nervous.
Relax. This is just a checkup. This is just a check-in, and she's going to, one of my cats is giving me crazy fits. Sorry about that. It's going to be a check-in, and they're going to ask you some questions about that woman that we have been discussing.
You have a good memory. But when people call out, I know you have your regulars, and I know because I love your readings. She is going to ask. She's going to go around the corner with the question, though, and she isn't going to be direct, is she?
She tends to be a bit direct.
Okay.
So it may be
she met with her.
Emails,
she met with her today.
It's not going to be antagonistic at all. Okay.
Okay.
And she's not going to say anything that she can get in trouble for, but she's wanting to know the truth.
Now,
so,
we had a meeting with her today.
Yeah.
The one that starts trouble. Mm-hmm. A virtual meeting with her today, and then tomorrow it's with me, so she must have talked about her with something. I don't know. Today they had one.
Yeah, know that this is kind of an intro, getting to know you type meeting, but she's heard rumors, and she's aware. Okay, so there's really nothing, anything to worry about. You're not in trouble or anything like that. But she's just wanting to know what's going on, and she's probably going to give you a little more responsibility and look for a lot more responsibility at the beginning of the year.
Oh, my God, that makes me feel so good. Do you feel that that woman who started, is she going to be there in our department for a while? The woman that likes? She is, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she is, but that's
I know. She's just not going to get the promotion that she wants so bad. I know she does.
No,
that's none of my business.
Yeah.
Worry about myself. The bottom line is the big boss. But she's basically the one that starts trouble. She is happy with my work, isn't she?
Oh, yes.
I know.
You're not a problem child. She's got real problem children.
I don't know. I know that a lot of them aren't on the phones a lot because I pay attention to what goes on with the other people.
Mm-hmm.
I have to because I have to know. But she,
absolutely.
So she really does have problems with the other ones.
Yes. Well, not all of them, but some of them, yes.
I know.
Yep.
Anything else about it? The bottom line is I'm not in trouble. I feel so much more relaxed. You know how you get nervous before you have to talk to somebody.
Oh, yeah. I was in corporate America for quite a while. So, yeah, I remember those meetings. Ugh. You just never know where they're going to
stretch. It's only a half an hour. Okay, but can I ask one more question? I always usually just ask one.
Sure.
Okay. This is an off-the-wall question. I've never asked. I foster dogs. I absolutely love it. And I just got another one adopted. I'm picking up another one this Saturday. And I know I'm going to fall in love with it because they're my two favorite breeds, and it's a mixture. It's a beagle bulldog. How is this dog going to be with
cute.
Me?
And how
I
noisy.
He's noisy?
Well, beagles tend to be a bit on the barky side.
I've had them I had them almost growing up. I know. They can be, but they're also very loving.
Yes, they are.
So this dog is going to be okay with me, no problems?
Yes. You're not going to want to foster it, though. You're going to want to keep it.
I know. I have a feeling this dog, I've liked all of them, the dogs I foster, but I own my condo and I have to stay within rules. All of them, all the ones I usually get are like over 60 pounds. This one's within the weight that I can have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to, you know, there's certain rules you have to follow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yes, I'm seeing this as your new baby. So just so you know.
You really mean that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. All about rescues. Trust me.
I love doing it. Well, you know, it's sad because you know, honestly, you could never do this full time and make money and be able to support yourself or your family.
Yeah.
So I do it as a hobby and I don't care. It's free. I absolutely love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And I help out. You know?
Yeah. And it's wonderful. I have I have three cats and I have rescued many, many animals and fostered animals over the years. But my big cat is, he was returned twice for biting. Nobody
that happens a lot. They get, I know. I get it. I know the way it works. So who knows why.
And he's a love, but people just, you know, they don't understand them and they just, you know, they think they're just
disposable. So you still get in love with
them. Yes.
Yep.
They really
now,
do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. Last question about work. The other woman that I work with, and I like her. I'm not saying anything. She's retirement age. Her name starts with an M.
Mm-hmm.
I know she likes me. Is she going to be there long, or do you feel her retiring in the next couple years? I mean, she
it's
comes in on a day off.
9 months.
Yeah, I was wondering. She just seems so nervous. She comes in on her day off early in the morning. she's afraid to, I don't know what's wrong with her. I hope she, I like her. I know she's protecting her job. I don't know how I'm going to act when I'm 65. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
She doesn't mean, I know.
Yeah.
But you do feel that.
She needs the money right now, but I'm saying that she'll be able to retire in about 9 months.
Okay. All right. Sorry to ask more questions. I usually just ask ones, like I said.
It's a slow night.
You can get your next. What?
It's a slow night tonight, so we're doing good.
I didn't know. Well, so yeah. Any other messages then? Any other messages you can give for me?
Give yourself a break. They keep telling me with you. Of course, I say that to you all the time.
I'm very hard on myself. I know.
Yes,
I swear to God, I got PTSD. From my other jobs, I just had such a bad experience at my last job. That's why I get so neurotic. I know.
No, it is what it is. You know, so I mean, you have to deal with what you have to deal with, and if that's how you know, it's a coping mechanism. And
I have to stop being so hard on myself.
You do.
I know.
You definitely
know.
Do. Definitely do. But hopefully this meeting tomorrow will help and you'll be able to relax a little bit afterwards.
I know. I feel so much better just by you telling me this. I'm not kidding you. Thank you so much. I really mean it, Holly.
You're welcome, sweet pea. You have a good evening. Talk
you,
to you,
you
later.
As well.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I really treasure my regulars. Hey, Wade, how are you this evening? It's good to see you. Do you or Sarah or Lou Jean want to have a card read for you this evening? Just let me know, and we will make that happen for you. Okay? Just let me know. Okay. So let's see what else is going on. I've got another call coming in. Hello, this is Gonzalo.
Oh, no,
You're just listening?
I'm just listening. Yeah.
Okay, sure. No problem. Thanks. Hi, this is Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Miss Holly, guess who this is? This is Kim.
My Kim?
Yes, it is.
Hi,
how you doing?
It's good.
Hey.
How are you?
I am fantastic. So, Miss Holly,
I
have two things.
Okay.
Two things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, one, I'm trying to wrap up, you know, the job because I'm praying about something else.
Okay.
I just have something else where I just want to do something else, but I don't know what to do. You know, I have an opportunity to actually start in partnership with someone. We don't know. We're trying to get it off the ground. He already has it off the ground. It's a food business, and we're just trying to work for self. That's number one. Can you tell me a little bit about the job thing? What's my next go-to? Because I'm confused at this point. I don't know what to do.
Kim, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will tell me that this partnership is not going to go.
Okay.
Yeah. They're telling me that you are better off on your own. And you're going to laugh at me, but I'm going to tell you what your angels are telling me. And thank you for calling me.
You're welcome.
You're going to think this is really weird, but I'm going to tell you anyway because, you know, I love you.
Okay.
You need to go into ministry, Kim.
I see. I agree with you, Ms. Holly. I'll tell you why. As a little girl, I've always dreamed about angels. I've always seen things before they happen. I just don't know how to tap in. I just know when he shows me something, it happens. And I question it, but I know, you know, like now I just told myself you need to fast because, you know, I just definitely think that he's pulling at me and I don't know why. Then I just ran into this preacher guy, this Korean guy, and we just been going out for the last couple of weeks. And I'm just being honest and open. And I said, God, why every time I turn around, now it's a preacher? Why? So, you know, I went over yesterday. He cooked, and we kind of talked about, you know, owning my own business and all that. And I was like, and I came home. I said, God, why? This is the third time. And I know that you're on point because I know what he's trying to tell me. This is the third time. So I don't know. Huh? You know the relationship thing. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not talking about that because I don't know. Unless you want to fill me in with that.
I like the preacher.
Do you? I think he's a great person. Very great person. Very great person.
And it's someone you deserve.
I think so. He's busy, Ms. Holly. He's very busy. He has already did in ministry this year. He showed me yesterday 299 days. He said, I slow down. I'll fix my calendar for you, but I have done 299 days. And I was like, I don't know where I'll fit in, but I mean, for the last couple of weeks I fit in, but that's pushing it.
You think?
Well, no, but when it comes to ministry, I understand. It's just that I want to make sure that I'm
maybe your place with him is beside him in the ministry, Sweet Pea.
Oh, Lord. That's what I keep asking God. I said, why do you keep bringing this to me? And you know, Miss Holly, as a little girl, I had a dream that I was married to a pastor as a little girl. Yep, I had that dream long, long ago as a little girl, and I never understood it. And I keep asking her, like, why do you keep bringing these pastors in my life? And I'm like, this is crazy to me. And
it's not crazy. You know to trust the Lord.
I know. You know I know. You know I know.
I know you know.
You know I know.
You're the one that kept telling me to trust the Lord. And there were a whole lot of times when none of us wanted to trust him, but we ain't going down that path today.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right. You are, that's why I love you, Miss Holly, because you always keep it real. That's why I love you. You always keep it real. You do. I admire you.
Oh, I admire you too. But let me tell you something. You know, all these things that you know, this food business and that business and this business, it's keeping you, I hate to say this, but it's kind of like the enemy is keeping you distracted.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Right now, I know you want to do something else. Okay. And, you know, we're not
going
to get reasons why, because we're on the public airways. But believe me, I know. Okay. But for the time being, this will work in well with you going into the ministry.
Okay. Okay, Miss Holly. I trust that in my heart. I trust that in my heart.
That's what you all, I mean, you know, out of all the people that I've met over the years, you are the one. I mean, you have this wonderful, wonderful golden energy about you. And you're genuine. And I don't care what religion you are. The world is in a hot mess, baby. And we've got to all come together, whether we're seeing angels or spirit guides, and we need to step up and help people realize that there is a new way of living, and this is not the catastrophe everybody thinks it is.
Yeah, that is very true. I appreciate you, Ms. Holly. I appreciate you. I do. And so we just like, call her and just talk to her. Because I was very hesitant. I said, listen, I'm going
to
call her.
Because
she's a, you know,
why would you be hesitant to call me?
Because I don't want to feel like I'm talking about the same thing over and over again. And I said, you know what? No. You can get that off your chest. And I know I can talk to you at any time. You're very open, very sweet. And I know I can talk to you. That's what I'm going to call her.
Don't you think that when the Lord puts something on your heart, you should act?
Mm-hmm. And that's why I did. I said, nope, I'm not going to fight it this time with something that's telling me to call her.
Well, now we know why. Now, don't worry, because I'm going to tell your little teeny tiny behind.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Miss Holly. I really do.
A friend of mine that's on the phone is absolutely drop dead gorgeous. And she has the most beautiful, little bubbly personality. And she is a true woman of God. And she has been like me and in denial and running away from it most of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't got no place to run anymore, do we, Kim?
Yep. You are absolutely right. And I keep running to the same place every time. Back to you. Back to the same place every time. Every time. Well, I appreciate you, Miss Holly. I'm going
to
sit.
Does it? So you need to run to the place that the Lord is sending you to.
You are absolutely right, because I always end right back where he told me, and I'm in my book now, my little Bible promises book, writing as we speak, and I said, you know what, I need to fast. I can't say when, of course, because that's, you know, private, but I said, you know what, I know what I need to do, and I keep saying, but, you know, I want to give my heart back to him, and I want to give to others. You know, we're doing different things, and I said, you know, God, this year I want to give back and feed the hungry, so that's what we're doing for Thanksgiving. And then I'm trying to adopt two families for Christmas. I said, you know, I just want to give back because God has been good to me. He has been really good. I don't have all I want, but I have everything that I need.
You have everything that you need. You do.
Absolutely.
But I remember a time when you didn't.
Do you hear me? Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. I thank you so much, Ms. Holly.
You're welcome, my love. Anytime. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Keep
you have
me
a good
informed.
Night. I sure will. Okay.
I love
bye-bye.
You, sweetie. I'll talk with you later.
Jeff, Mr. Jeff, I say, hey.
I will. I'll call Mr.
Okay. Be safe. All right.
Bye, sugar pie. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
That is one of the most sweetest human beings on the planet, y'all. Hey, Heather. It's nice to see you. How wonderful it is to see you. Oh, my goodness. We have just got a bunch of people watching tonight. This is fabulous. Thank y'all so much. If anybody wants a reading on Facebook or YouTube, please let me know. And we will do some, we will do that for you. Okay, let's see who we have here. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hello, Miss Holly. Miss you.
Hi. Who is this?
Melissa, Melissa.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, thank you. I'm glad I got a hold of you.
What's going on, sweet pea?
Yes. I am none of my business. I prayed and I did the salt thing. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And It is not going to come to me because, again, they're banging noises. You know, and just wondering anything else I need to do, because I don't want it to come to me. I think that problems may be overload, and I already have my problems. I don't want to deal. I'm trying to relax a little from some problems.
I completely understand. The salt should have helped, okay?
Okay.
But if that hasn't helped, go to any market and get some incense. And let me tell you what type to get if you can find it, okay? The type that you're wanting going to get is the easiest one to find. Is going to be dragon's blood. Okay. It's very, very strong.
Okay. I know where to get it. I am going to do that. Miss Holly, real quickly. I have this job. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have this job that I started about two, three weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And am I going to be okay there?
Yes, you're going to be okay there, but let me tell you something, okay? You need to relax and calm down at work.
Okay.
Okay? Don't be so nervous all the time. There's no reason to be. Okay?
That's
I know
beautiful.
It's hard.
Okay.
But try. Okay? Don't doubt yourself so much, sweetheart. They hired you because they wanted to hire you. Okay? So don't second guess yourself so much. You're doing fine. Okay?
Thank you. That makes me smile. Can I ask you one more thing real quickly?
Sure, sweet pea.
Thank you. What does it mean that my cat looks at himself in the mirror?
That your cat looks himself in the mirror?
Yes.
Mine does the same thing, sweetie. They think it's another cat. You should see my midnight. She fights with it.
Oh.
So they think it's another cat. It can be very funny. Yeah, so they think
it's
another cat. But there's nothing weird about it or anything like that. It's just another cat.
That's cute. Well, that's beautiful. Yeah, you understand me. Thank you, Miss Holly. So many blessings.
So many blessings to you, sweet pea. Have a good evening.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Miss Holly.
Bye, sweet pea. God bless. Oh, what a sweet, sweet person she is. Oh, my goodness. My little mayhem. No, wait a minute. That's midnight. Hang on one second, y'all. I got to let her out because she's being a bad girl. Come on. Come on, midnight. Come on. Come on, midnight. Well, nope. She hit. Okay. Never mind. I'm sorry about that, y'all. She hid from me. So, yep. So let me see if we've got anybody else. If you want to call in for a reading, you can certainly call in at 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. And y'all can give me a call and we will do a reading or a prophetic prayer, whatever you need, okay? Kim, I was really glad to hear from her. I can hardly wait to see how she does because she is so destined for ministry. It's not even funny. So just let me know if y'all can hear me. I would greatly appreciate it. Oh, Lou Jean says, hello, Miss Midnight. How are you? So let me know if anybody wants me to call or pull a card for them or anything like that. I'll be happy to do that. And I hope everybody is getting ready for the holidays that we've got going on right now. So just let me know. We're kind of slow tonight, and that's okay. Lou Jean, still here with me. Let's see if anybody else is here with me tonight. Good. I'm glad you can hear me. Thank you so much, Lou Jean. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Does anybody want a reading? So, okay. Well, I guess everybody has kind of signed off for the ending for the evening. So Monday is usually a pretty slow night for us. So we're going to go ahead and close out tonight and tell everybody good night. And we will see everybody on Wednesday. Wednesday is going to be our next show. So good night, everybody, and have a great evening.